Thank you, John. My question is, we've spent a lot of time engaged with the past as well as the future, and that feels familiar and something that comes easily to recognize. However, recognizing and seeing and turning attention to the present sometimes feels very difficult. How can we recognize and know the present more clearly?
Do you want me to do it? You can go for it.
Okay, I'll try. Recognize and know the present more clearly. Well, this is another one, like where it's kind of reframing it a bit can be helpful. So, like, we're mulling over the past. We're planning for the future, etc. But we're doing those things in the present. So in terms of reframing it, it's like no matter what we do, whether we like it or not, we're always in the present. And starting to, when we recognize that, in a sense, it can be the effect could be being in the present more, just because we recognize that that's where we always are anyway. And so that's. That's one way to start. There's also, in terms of like, there's one teaching I really like of Meichi Gao, a disciple of Ajahn Mahabua, a Meichi who was very, very masterful in her practice. And in one of her teachings, she says, like, you wake up in the morning and you fan the smoldering embers of your past. And you do it like it's a ritual. And we all do that every morning. We wake up and we rebuild the old hurts and rejections and divisions. And in a sense, reinforce just we rebuild who we are each day. This is who I am. These are my views. This is what I like. This is what I don't like. This is what was done to me in the past. This is what I'm gonna sort of do to someone else in the future. And that's all happening in the present. So the letting go of all that, seeing that as just a construct. We see that as just a construct, and then it's much easier, I think, just to see it as a construct in the present, and then to start to be free of it, because we, in a way, we kind of enslave ourselves with these constructs that we give rise to, and it's connected, it's kama, so it's connected with our past and whatever direction we're moving, whatever momentum we have in our lives, and however we're directing ourselves into the future. But we see that as a construct in the present, and then we start to free ourselves from that. So coming back to the present, we have to have incentive to do that. And the incentive is freedom, freedom from those constructs, freedom from that kind of self-imposed slavery that we create just by holding on to experiences we've had, old resentments, old hurts. So giving oneself incentive can be very helpful, saying that that's the path to freedom, coming back into the present in that way. And I guess that's how I would answer.